broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I am in shock. I am in shock. I didn't even know
that. Is so dirty, man. That is dirty, man. Come on.
I can't go to a school anymore. I used to go to a lot of schools. I used to see all these little...
Bastards from a basket!
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, and News Talk and Entertainment Show that knows what it's talking about. And through the looking glass, we will take you to places other talk shows cannot. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And we're online at philhendryshow.com. And if you would like a classic best of CD, we have all of our classic best of CDs up for sale in our online shop now at philhendryshow.com. What a great way to say you love someone. I don't know. But well, it's a nice way to say you love a Phil Hendry fan in your life. So go to our website, philhendryshow.com. Click on shop, I think, or store, or shop store, or store shop. And you'll see a collection of our classic best of CDs. And, hey, man, you know, load up for Christmas time. 877-876-PHIL. And Barbara Walters mocks John Boehner for breaking down during a 60-minute interview. Don Mix is going to join us this hour. To talk about that, Mr. Mixa is a professor of engineering at the University of Washington. But first, we would like to give you a little background on the story. Ex-House Speaker, to be, I should say, John Boehner, already has his share of attacks coming from the White House and from Democrats on Capitol Hill. But he may want to watch out for incoming from the ladies of ABC's The View during a Hot Topics segment on daytime talk show on Monday. The discussion turned to Boehner's appearance on Sunday night's 60 Minutes, in which the congressman from Ohio repeatedly held back tears as he talked about growing up with 11 brothers and sisters, about his refusal to visit school because of the emotion he feels for the future kids of America.
I can't go to a school anymore. I used to go to a lot of schools. You see all these little kids running around. Can't talk about it.
Why?
Making sure that these kids have a shot at the American dream, like I did. It's important.
On the View, Barbara Walters says Boehner's got some real problems.
I can't go to a school anymore.
Wait a minute. That's number two. There we go.
But this guy has an emotional problem that every time he talks about anything that's not raise taxes, he cries.
And here Walters compares Boehner and Pelosi on the subject of crying.
This poor woman. Yes. If you saw Nancy Pelosi, who's been vilified, and I'm not taking sides, I'm only talking about...
Of course
about,
not.
If you saw her getting up and crying, if you had seen Nancy Pelosi all these past years crying, what would you say?
She's weak.
The woman has
she can't
a problem.
Handle the pressure.
She shouldn't have... So
Girl,
I'm interrupting
Hillary.
Him. I hope he's a good speaker
you know.
Of the House.
Well, you know what's
he's
ironic.
Got a problem.
All right, so Don Mixa joining us from the University of Washington. Don, I understand that you had some problems as well. Can you tell us about it?
Oh, well, it wasn't quite the problems, Phil, that Speaker Boehner, I should say, had. But we had a little bit of a contretemps here, and it got settled.
What happened?
Well, I basically had brought up the John Boehner appearance on 60 Minutes to a political science class that I was... helping out with, and I said that Boehner was, I made a comparison of Boehner to a crying a female dog, and I said he was a crying little female dog, and I was immediately called by the administration for a academic or administrative warning, which basically means that I cannot teach my class the next day. Well, we weren't going to give them the satisfaction of... we weren't going to give them the satisfaction of suddenly me being shut out of my class the next day, so I walked out of the class I was teaching, and I was very gratified to have some 50, I wasn't counting them, but my understanding was we had about 50 to 100 kids that followed me, native students, followed me out across the quad area to the parking lot, to the faculty parking, and there was a picture of me in the daily, the campus newspaper, where I'm pumping my fist in the air. I thought it was a little I thought it was a pretty good shot. I think it was a very iconic shot, I guess. He put up campus life and what a lot of us stand for.
So you called him a crying, I will say the word, was it bitch?
Yeah, I called him a crying. Well, I wasn't sure whether or not you wanted to go ahead. And I don't know if your radio show can, you're allowed to do that, but we have a certain amount of freedom in the academic world, and I did at that time exercise my constitutional right to a freedom of speech and said in my class that, how do you like this little crying, B-I-T-C-H?
Well, if you said it in front of the class, you can say it here on the show.
Well, I have no fear of saying it. I have no fear of saying it, but out of respect to you and your audience, I won't say it.
No, I think that if you called John Boehner in front of your class a crying little bitch because he cried on the 60 Minutes show, and you know, and Barbara Walters ripped into him pretty good here.
Well, Phil, I know your feelings about conservatives. You like to be fair with them. And
I like to be fair with everybody. I mean, what I like to know is the truth of the moment.
Yeah, no, I've heard you hold forth on what you consider to be truth. No, I'm very comfortable with what I call John Boehner. He's a crying little bitch.
And all right. Well, if okay, so you just said it there.
Well, if I did say it, I apologize.
Well, no, if you said it in front of the class.
I did not mean to say it on your program, though. It's my intention.
Why not? Why not? If you said it in front of the class, why wouldn't you say it on the show?
I just, out of respect to you and your audience.
No, if I'm telling you it's all right, I'm speaking on behalf of my, I can't speak on behalf of my audience, but I can speak on behalf of my show, and anyone that's listening will understand that I say it's all right. Why don't you want to say the bitch word?
Well, look, I said what I said, and I walked out of class. If you saw the cover of the campus newspaper, you saw a picture of me with my pumping my fist in the air. It was an iconic moment. And, I'll say it. He's a bitch. He's a crying little bitch. And, I'm not afraid of saying it. I just, I think discretion being the better part of valor. I think that what John Boehner does, I think, when he cries like that is he shows us that even though he is a hard-bitten conservative, these guys are such, warmongering, kind of gunslinging, Wild West kind of guys. And there he is crying, And I said to the class, look at this little, I held up a picture of him, or I said, hey, can anybody see 60 Minutes?
I just want to look, can I interrupt you? You're teaching a class on what?
When I said that John Boehner's a crying bitch?
Yeah.
It was a political science class that I was filling in on, but I said, did anybody see this crying little bitch? And everyone laughed. Well, it turns out one of the students reported me to one of the administrative liaisons, and this girl, she is a girl, reported me and said that I had said crying little bitch. Now, I was talking about, and here's a female, and as a progressive, I support women. I know I used the term bitch, but I wasn't talking about her. I was talking about him.
But that's a term that's used to describe some women.
It's used, among progressives, it's used to describe women of means, women who have money, among progressives, among liberals. So we would never use that word when we talk about a working woman or a woman as a student.
All right, 877-876-PHIL here on the Phil Hendry Show is our number, and we're talking about the appearance of John Boehner on the 60 Minutes show. Don Mixa here was in front of his class and called John Boehner a crying little bitch. This was right. Did you see The View?
I did. I did not see The View, but I'm a big admirer of Barbara Walters. I think she hit it right on the head. And, touche, way to do it, Barbara. I thought it was pretty amazing. That was a pretty amazing moment.
Now, let's get back to you getting this administrative warning, which basically means you can't teach your class for tomorrow. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah.
All right. You were given the administrative warning because one of your students, a female, reported your comment. They gave you this warning and suspended you from one day of teaching, and you decided you'd walk off the class you were teaching in today as well.
That is correct. We weren't going to give them the satisfaction of feeling like they are the ones that are dictating what I'm going to do from one day to the next. So I just said, I'm out of here. And I kind of, and they clapped. Everyone clapped. And And I, as I walked out, I realized, you know, that the kids were drawn to me. I mean, they were drawn to what I said. I called Boehner a crying little bitch, and they were drawn to me because of my honesty, and they followed me. And I turned around, and I had probably 100 to 200 kids. And suddenly, we found ourselves a movement. And I kind of, you know, pumped my fist in the air and gave the, you know, peace sign and pushed my hair away from my forehead. And, you know, I was a little embarrassed. And,
You know, I saw the picture of you, and I don't mean to say anything, but are you not bald?
No, I'm not bald. I have. No, I don't know why you would say that, Phil.
I'm seriously, there's on the very top?
On the top of my head, yeah. But the reason why you would say that is because you feel that you don't like what I did and you want to embarrass me personally. And that,
no, when you said you pushed the hair away from your face, I thought you said you're bald.
I wear a ponytail, and it is braided, and a lot of people, it angers a lot of men who don't have hair. And
well, there's a lot of guys who are bald on top and still wear a ponytail. Isn't that what you do?
No, that's not what I do. I am, yeah, I'm thinning on top. I'm thinning on top. But I have a ponytail that I braid. But that's beside the point. You know.
No, I just, when you said you pushed your hair away from your face, I...
No, here's what I, let me tell you what I did. I called John Boehner a crying little bitch. I was reported by this woman who, I'm a progressive, and why she would report a progressive who stands for women's rights, I don't understand. I was given an administrative warning. I walked off the class. I had 200 to 300 kids following me to my car. Think about that. 200 to 300 kids who felt solidarity with me because I had finally spoken the truth and said that John Boehner was a little crying bitch. I pumped my fist in the air twice, gave the peace sign, and yes, I have long hair, and I think they've got a problem with that. I think they got an issue with that, my long hair. And that's too bad because, you know, I mean what I said. I think that John Boehner crying on TV is a disgrace because he's supposed to represent the big, bad war machine. And there he is all weeping like a woman, like a bitch.
A woman.
No, I said a bitch, not a woman.
No, that's what a woman is constantly called, though, by some men in a derogatory fashion.
I did not mean a woman. I meant a bitch.
Is not a bitch a woman?
A bitch, from a progressive standpoint, is a rich woman. That's what I meant. Boehner is crying like a rich woman.
Okay, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk here to Don Mixer from the University of Washington, was John Boehner a crying little bitch on 60 Minutes? Was he a man who can talk tough, and he's a big, badass conservative, but he's weeping like a woman, or a bitch, in the words of Don Mixer, a bitch being a rich woman? And by the way, Mr. Mixer was given administrative warning. He was kicked out of at least one class, and he claims to then have walked to his car. A picture was taken for the campus newspaper. He says he had 300 kids following behind him. I can't tell from this photograph. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Should John Boehner butch up and act tougher and not cry on TV? After all, the guy is a conservative. 877-876-PHIL. Back with Don Mix on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world famous Phil Hendry Show on this Tuesday night. With me, Don Mixer from the University of Washington, a engineering professor, although he was in a political science class yesterday when he said to his class, John Boehner cried on 60 Minutes like a little bitch. And John Boehner was, in point of fact, mocked on The View for crying. Professor Mixer, said that you were, that you were given an administrative warning. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct, right? And I was forced, out of the classroom on today, and I walked out early. My students need to know, though, Phil.
Well, hold on. I just want to, so that you were given this administrative warning, and you walked off campus, and you say you had 300 kids following you.
That is correct. And if I could, my students need to know that conservative Warren, you know, if you're a John Boehner and you are a conservative and you're talking about cutting taxes and cutting this, cutting that, cutting something else, you know, and then you get out on TV and you cry, I think it shows that you're not as tough as, you know, you'd like people to think you are. And the school should not stop me from expressing the belief that John Boehner is a crybaby. Cried like a, you know, I said it like a bitch.
And that's the other thing.
Well, Phil, you want to make an issue out of that.
No, that's the other. I just wanted, when you say cried like a bitch, now, John Boehner's a conservative. He shouldn't cry, but you're a progressive. Should you call a woman a bitch?
I didn't call a woman a bitch.
No, but I mean, should you compare anybody to a bitch, meaning a woman?
Yeah, that's not what I did.
Well, didn't you call, you called Boehner a crying little bitch. Isn't that calling him a crying woman? Isn't that calling John Boehner, mocking him by calling him a woman, and not a very nice name for a woman?
What I did was, now let me explain this to you, because I think you're getting ahead of the ball here.
No, you can explain it to me, but I don't think I'm getting ahead of anything.
Let me explain it. I called John Boehner, I'm a progressive. I don't believe in calling women names, and I don't think there's a progressive out there that would appear, that would approve of calling any woman a bitch. I don't do it. That's something I think our conservative colleagues across the aisle might do, but we don't. What our conservative colleagues do is call for more war against the people of Afghanistan and Iraq, more war against the poor people of the world, and yet they cry, showing themselves to be weak. I called Boehner a crying little bitch, but not because of being a... Not because of
See, you are getting caught here.
No, I'm not getting caught. I called Boehner a crying bitch.
You called him a crying bitch, meaning he's crying like a woman.
A wealthy woman is what I meant by bitch. A wealthy. And I don't want people to think now that I think wealthy women are not women. They are women, but they are the ones that I call a bitch. John Boehner cried like a bitch, and that means like a wealthy woman. Now, the other point that I wanted to make, while you're talking here, Phil, conservatives have no right to cry, given that their views are so anti-humanity, anti-peace, and anti-American. The school should embrace me for speaking out against John Boehner and other warmonger Republicans. They shouldn't punish me. That's the point. But you're focusing on the term bitch for political points that you want to score with your... conservative listeners.
No, I'll tell you, Don, what I'm looking to do here is just get you to define terms. Now, you have called John Boehner a bitch.
If you could, let's listen one more time here to what he said.
I can't go to a school anymore. I used to go to a lot of schools. And you see all these little kids running around.
You hear that?
Can't talk about it.
Why?
Isn't that a disgrace?
No, it's not a disgrace. The man's emotional.
Making sure that these kids have a shot at the American dream.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is he kidding? You got to be kidding me. That was John Boehner, Mr. This is a guy that presumed to go up to Barack Obama and say, hey, look, boy, we have a...
He never went up to Barack Obama and said, hey, look, boy.
No, he did. He did not, but it was the clear intent of Boehner and the conservative caucus when they had Obama in for that Q&A to intimidate him. I remember when he walked up to Obama and he had a list of the conservative program and he wanted to say, in your spare time, boy.
He didn't say anything of the sort, and you can't put those words into his mouth. You may think that's what he's thinking. And I suppose you're entitled to that, but you got to base it on something.
I base it on the fact. What is it with you, Phil?
Let me tell you what's with it with me. What I want to hear is some substance. You're saying that this guy cried, and it's a disgrace because he's a conservative.
Because he is a warmongering conservative, yes, and they like to talk like they're tough. Well, listen to how tough he is. Listen.
Right? I can't go to a school anymore.
I want you to listen to this.
I'm listening.
You see all these little kids running around? Can't talk about it.
Why?
Even though there's a woman there who's saying to
Make it.
Oh, my God, you're more feminine than I am.
That these kids have a shot at you.
Now, watch him completely fall apart. Watch.
My God. It's important.
He collapsed.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. You know, Don Mixa joining us. You know, Don, I'm telling you, you are telling me all about John Boehner being a conservative, so he shouldn't be crying.
I'm not telling you about John Boehner. I'm showing you John Boehner.
No, you don't have to show me John Boehner. I saw John Boehner. And that's fine. And you can tell me about John Boehner crying, and somehow that's hypocritical. Isn't that just a very emotional man?
No, it's not an emotion. It's a man that is... the strength that he tries to portray to the American people. It's a man that does not have the, excuse me for saying it, he doesn't have the cojones, that he tries to portray to the American people. He tries to sound tough. He tries to sound, and he got up on the, this is a 60 Minute, is that what that was?
Yeah. So you didn't watch it?
I heard about it.
Well, then you didn't even watch it. You don't even know what happened.
Yes, I do know what happened. He cried like a.
Go ahead, say the word.
He cried like a bitch.
He cried like a rich woman.
No, he cried like a bitch.
But that's what you call a rich woman, a bitch.
I'll tell you this much. I'll tell you this much. I was married to a woman who had her own money. And I wasn't treated very well. So I think I'm speaking from...
experience?
Yes, I am. I was not treated very well by a woman that had money. And I was divorced from her, and I did not get any spousal support. So, no, I don't like rich women. But you've tried to make this about me. And I'm telling you that when Boehner cried, I had a... I don't know what to call it, but I felt so good to see that guy cry because he thinks he's so bad.
And my progressive friend here, Don, you call women bitches.
No, I do not.
Yes, you do. You just told me a rich woman is a bitch.
I think your listeners are going to agree that you have...
I'm what? I'm what? What am I?
What the hell?
So you, let me ask you something, Don. So you
know exactly what I'm talking about, Phil. I'm not. I am a progressive. I believe in women's rights. I call Boehner a bitch. He's a guy. You don't call a guy a bitch. And when you asked me, well, what is a bitch, I said, it's not a woman. And you pressed and you pressed and you pushed and you pushed until finally I said, it's a rich woman. Conservatives are anti-choice and anti-women, so it's really hypocritical for any conservative to be upset with the use of the term bitch. So I don't get why you keep bringing it up. I support women's rights. You and Boehner don't. And he is in favor of war, and he cried like a baby.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Here is Jim on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Phil, how you doing tonight?
Fine.
Okay, well, I have 3 points. One, there's some logic in this. First of all, he's saying he supports women's rights, and he supports uplifting women. But he's using derogatory words to tear them down. So he's calling women bitches.
No.
Okay?
No, I call a rich woman a bitch. That's what I call a bitch.
Okay, so that's very positive. The second point is, by showing compassion and emotion, that's weakness, or is that strength?
Well, he's the guy that is crying. Like,
showing emotion that he actually cares.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I don't know. Isn't this the guy that on the battlefield, he doesn't want to see anybody crying?
And you also, you referred to the war.
Is that right?
Okay. You referred to the war that was all Republican.
Do you want to see him crying?
This is Obama's war. Isn't this Obama's war in Afghanistan?
No, it was started by Bush.
Okay, and lastly, Obama was in a press conference. He passed it along.
Why did you ask a stupid question like that?
Because
Obama's
I want to explain
war.
Something. You're being a progressive,
Bush.
But I'm showing you. It
was started by Bush.
If you want to show what a bitch is, Obama was just in a press conference, passed it on to Bill Clinton, and then said, "I'm keeping my wife waiting," and he left. Isn't that a little bitch?
No, I think you are. Did he hang up?
Hello? Yeah, he did. I guess he was emotional. 877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Don, all I can tell you is good luck, man.
Well, I...
You crying?
No, I'm not crying. But I can tell you this. I came on your program tonight to point out something. That this man... John Boehner, you have been the one that made me cry. I didn't make me cry. I'm fine with what I said about Boehner, but you were unfair in pushing me into a definition of bitch.
In what?
In pushing me into a definition of bitch that I didn't want to.
You know, Don, you're crying right now after calling John Boehner a crying little bitch.
No, I'm not crying. No, I'm not. No, I'm not crying. I'm angry. I'm emotional. I'm not crying.
You made fun of Boehner. You said breaking down.
I hope.
Huh?
I hope you die.
I hope you die. Man, what a whack job. Don Mixa from the university there talking about Boehner crying like a bitch. And then that guy in Boston in Massachusetts, what was his story? Isn't that a little bitch? And he hung up. And Boehner was crying. I think I'm going to have a good cry right after this break here. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. More of your calls still to come. New York may have a serial killer on the loose. And don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Are you back, Don?
No. I don't care.
We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Hendry Show, and Don Mixa joining us here as we talk about the John Boehner and John Boehner's crying on 60 Minutes. Are you okay now?
I was fine to begin with. But I'm very angry, and I'll tell you why I'm angry, Phil. Conservatives and the Republicans brought this on themselves. They choose this guy as a leader. And he's going to be the guy that's going to back down the big, bad Obama government machine. And the next thing you know, he's there on television. And he is weeping. You don't like the term bitch. He's weeping like a grandmother. He's weeping like someone's grandmother.
Well, there's something wrong with grandmothers?
Oh, you got to be kidding. Are you telling me that I can't even use that term?
Well, no, I'm saying, you know, for a progressive, you know, he's weeping like a bitch, he's weeping like a grandmother. Why don't you just say he's weeping like a weak man, if that's what you think he is? You think he's a weak man?
I definitely think he's a weak man.
You think as a conservative he's being a little hypocritical?
I absolutely think he's being hypocritical, yes.
And you think as a conservative, the conservative party, the Republicans, all told, whether they're conservative or not, are not well served by this man?
I think they look stupid. And I'll go you one better. The women on The View, they said that Nancy Pelosi is stronger than this guy. Boy, they got that right. Nancy Pelosi compared to John Boehner has the penis.
Well, you can put it in a childish, asinine way like that if you want to, but you're basically saying...
That is not childish or asinine, Phil.
That's completely childish and completely asinine. But essentially, I've got your point that a crying man like a John Boehner is a disgrace. 877, he's a disgrace to Republicans and a disgrace to conservatives. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Mark in Syracuse, New York. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
How you doing, guys? Listen, I just want to show you...
Against my better judgment, I'm going to give the GOP a tip. Get rid of this crying woman because he makes you guys look weak, and you're basically saying the Republican Party has made up a big base.
I got you already. Go ahead, sir.
Guys, bottom line, Republicans and Democrats and everybody else in between, we are all one thing at the very first thing. We are all humans. And if there's no sense of human compassion, all is lost. I could care less what he represents, whatever, anything else. He still shows compassion and human emotion, and he has children. I want that in a political leader. I don't want an emotionally sterile sissy or little, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. You're splitting hairs now with names. What I want is someone that gives a damn about the rest of these the people in our nation. And if he cries on TV, so what? He's more of a man because he's more in touch with his feelings. And you're going to ridicule him because he's in touch with his feelings? I could care less.
You're talking about him being more of a man than what? He's more of a man than what? More of a man than me? Because he's going to be up there squirting a few? Because that's what you're saying. You're saying he's more of a man than Don Mixa. I had 500 kids following me out. 500 kids following me out of class.
So what?
Does that mean you're any better than he is? Are you more of a person? Are you more of a man because you have you got the spotlight, if only for a few moments? I'm glad you felt good about yourself and what you expressed. I am glad. But the reality is, I want a man with compassion. I want a man with understanding. I'm out here plowing driveways right now, making my ends meet. There's a lot of people out there like me that are working hard. We feel that we don't have correct. We don't have leaders. You're short.
You're out making. You said you're out making your aunt meet. Is that
no,
what you said?
I'm making my ends meet right now, following driveways.
You're
right
making
now.
His
There's
ends meet. Yeah.
Here.
Right. Okay. Good for you, Mark. And you're out, and yes, that's what he's doing, man. And you know what? Mark, it's like when times are tough, we take the jobs that we can find.
I respect this man. He's a working man. And I would ask him, if you're a working man, what are you doing wanting to support a conservative that cries, boy, like Boehner?
I want him to be human, first of all, before anything else. Before a Republican, before he's a Democrat, before he's a conservative or progressive, and that's all splitting hairs.
Okay.
I want him to have human compassion for his fellow nation.
Okay, but when Mr. Henry asked me, why do I call him a bitch, and I said, I meant a rich woman, Mr. Henry called me a liar and a hypocrite. And I got emotional over that, and he laughed at me.
Yeah. I understand. I just think your tone of terminology for him was poor. But other than that, I want that guy to have a heart for people like myself, people like you.
What about that? Yeah, that's a very good point.
If I start to cry...
If you start to cry, I make fun of you. And you don't want to know why?
Why?
Because you were the guy that was making fun of John Boehner.
It's a pure case of hypocrisy. Don't let that ruin a good thing. We all need to work together.
I want politicians to have a heart too. Those people are progressives who have a heart.
You're getting emotional and you're crying again. And Boehner was a bitch. Do I call you a bitch?
You don't call me.
Mark, thanks for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL is our number here. Do I call you a bitch?
You would.
If I know what's good for me? If I know what's good for me, Don, is that what you're saying? Do you want to continue this interview? Do you want me to continue this interview?
Yes.
Even though I can clearly tell that you're emotional.
emotional. I'm emotional because of the. I'm emotional because of the way you treated me.
Because of the way I treated you, you were lambasting John Boehner for crying. You called him a bitch. I said, as a progressive, isn't that a term you would avoid? And you said, a bitch is a rich woman. And I said, she's still a woman. And that's when you started to cry.
I'm not crying, but I want politicians to have a heart, too.
And you led 500 kids out of the classroom, pumped your fist in the air, right?
Yep.
And you were proud of calling him a bitch. And now when I say that that is an anti-woman remark or an anti-female remark...
We are not anti-female. We are progressives, and we're pro.
Wow, man. I mean, I don't believe this.
Why don't you just back off for a minute?
Well, what am I doing, man? I mean, you sound like... To be honest with you, Don, you do. You sound like a woman. You sound like a woman that is, like, really, you know, falling apart and doesn't want to have a conversation anymore.
You wouldn't say that you were standing here.
Maybe I wouldn't. But, I mean, that's what you sound like to me. Like a woman... That can't take it and can't have a conversation with a man. Or maybe a man that can't take it and have a conversation with a woman.
Dude, you're calling yourself a woman.
Yeah. I'm calling myself a woman.
It's pretty funny.
Well, anything to break the problem here. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Fred in Houston, Texas. Fred, here is Fred in Houston, Texas. Fred, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
No, how are you doing tonight? Look, I just...
I'm fine.
You made me think of something. I spent a long time in the service, and I also spent a long time offshore working with men in stressful situations. And I see guys saving lives with tears streaming down their faces. And in situations they didn't want to be in, and that makes them no one but a better man. Because they have the most to be that man to save lives and to be who it is that they are. And shame on you for saying something to that effect.
What? I didn't say anything, Bob.
You said John Boehner was a bitch.
Yeah, but then you told me a bitch.
You should never chastise someone for being emotional, especially if they're correct. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. And if you want to call someone a bitch,
what did
that's
I do?
The definition
what did
of it.
What did I do wrong? I said, he's crying like a bitch, because he was.
But
you can't enjoy the murder of Afghans in an illegal war and then pretend to have a heart and start crying in 60 minutes. It's backwards.
If the radio show stresses you out enough to start crying, then you need to pick another job, brother.
Exactly, exactly, because that's what's... You're doing the exact same thing that happened to Boehner. What?
Not at me. I know what I'm talking about because I've been there and I've earned the right of respect from men, whether they're crying or not.
Do you cry?
You need to learn yourself first.
Do you cry?
I've already heard you sobbing. Look, hey, sir, I don't think that I can do what you're doing for a living, but I guarantee you I can do what I do. So y'all have a good evening, and I hope that everyone that's listening to this learns something.
Hurry
up, brother. Be a man.
Well, Boehner's a crying bitch.
Well, you know what? You're sitting here, Smith. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. You're bawling like a baby right here, and you're calling Boehner a crying bitch?
I'm just an emotional gentleman.
You're an emotional gentleman, but Boehner's a crying bitch. Well, I think, Don, there's no question that you have, you heard that man. And you couldn't even say what you wanted to say about the needless murder of Afghans in an illegal war without blubbering through it.
Don't you blubber?
What? See, now I can't even understand you.
Painful. I hope you die with blood in your mouth.
What?
Wow.
What did he say?
I hope you die with blood in your mouth. Man.
I think you call him back in now.
Did I hear what I thought you said?
Sorry, but I was emotional. Can I have a Kleenex?
Get him out of here. Get him out of here before I die laughing. Well, a school defends using duct tape to restrain a four-year-old child. To imagine them having to even defend that. Anyone would be logically drawn to the use of duct tape. Well, I'm kidding. Anyway, that's coming up. A man claims Four Loko caused him to assault and rob a ninth grader. I've heard some people saying that Four Loko has given them spiritual visions. Plus, we'll tell you the year's top 10 videos on YouTube. PhilHenryShow.com, of course, is your online presence for the Phil Henry Show, for podcasts, for our KFI Saturday show, for our video cast. Right now, we have live streaming video of the show, and for our affiliate list, as well as our blogging, as well as our comments from our subscribers. It's all there at PhilHenryShow.com. That's PhilHenryShow.com. You all right, Don?
No, I feel bad. I got a stomach ache.